Hello and welcome back to the Gallant Goblin Plays Candlekeep Mysteries, week number 5. How's it going, guys and gal?
Ready to do this. Ready to go to space.
Yep. This could be the last episode, depending on how you handle this. Where do you think it's going to end up?
Space.
Space?
100% space.
Probably space.
And then what?
And then catastrophe.
Then we transition to another game.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to try to... Anybody have a good, like, icebreaker question that we can start off with this week to kind of get to know each other a little better? I threw one at y'all last week. You may have a good one for us this week.
If your character was not at Candlekeep right now, where would... Like, what would be the ideal vacation for your character? And...
I'm Stonky.
Yeah, and I'm Stonky.
Yeah,
I'm Stonky.
Yeah, yeah.
What Stonky's ideal vacation be? I'm guessing. I think I know, but we'll find out.
I might actually have something right here I can read directly off the page, but we'll get to that. Who has an idea first?
TikTok does not take vacations. He's very in the time where he's not doing adventuring stuff with the Gooblies. He is he's like selling trinkets and stuff and then sending money back to his family. So pretty much no vacation days, always doing something.
Just hard working.
I was going to say, he reminds a little bit of me.
Aww.
And if you're interested in the shirt that Harry has, be sure to visit gallantgoblin.com/shop for our Rainbow Dragon merchandise.
And you can just pay me for that segue.
Yeah. How about Aquaria?
I think that Aquaria would be like, okay, you know the episode in the anime where everything takes a beat and it's okay for like 2 seconds. And there's a lot
episode.
Of slow-mo shots, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm thinking like a place where there's just like, there's like sweets and treats and like just high-end luxury stuff, sleeping on silk, but like ultimately just a... I don't know. A very luxurious, very pastel-colored vacation.
Sounds all right to me.
Yeah.
How do you two like work as a team?
When she's doing that, I just go somewhere else.
We've been touring for a long time.
Yeah.
For a long time.
We compliment each other well.
Yeah.
Oh.
He keeps me grounded.
Jan is just riding those coattails. as much as Giannis can afford to do it, and then everything else just kind of like gets by on Aquaria's good name. And she's like, oh, I'm with the band. And then she doesn't finish a piece of like pastry or something, and he's just like slowly like shoving it out. He's like, only the finest.
Very nice. How about Justin?
So Justin's
in the shadow.
Probably somewhere in the beach, I'd say.
Nice.
He does a lot of the heavy lifting here, so when he's on vacation, no armor, no weapons, some sand, just kind of roll around on the beach.
Just roll around.
Literally rolling down the beach.
I dig that.
How about Hilda?
Oh, Hilda.
Hilda on vacation, Hilda would...
She's got to be a freak, right? Like, she's got to go crazy in her free time because she's with us, like, babysitting
us
normally.
Yeah, I'm imagining
normally.
You see her, like, out of uniform, and you're like, that's what she's doing. She's hardened in a punk suit.
Yeah.
How about the barrel?
The barrel?
Does the barrel have a name?
Barry.
I think we had a Barry earlier in this adventure. I don't remember who it was now.
Multiple berries.
I might be getting my multiple adventures mixed up.
Yeah. The barrel would like to be on vacation in a wine area.
He's being
a wine barrel on
just
vacation.
Just fill himself up.
More of a cask.
That's what I like to do when I'm on vacation. Just fill myself up with wine.
Gotta know what Stonky's up to, though. What is a Stonky vacation like?
I'm just going to read you directly his personality trait from the book. You know, they got personality traits, ideal response, and flaws. Personality trait. I don't like most people, which is why I relish the thought of spending the rest of my life in the cold darkness of space, surrounded by books and skitter widgets.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
What was he planning on doing with the livestock?
Can't do it by himself.
Don't know if I want an answer.
There is an answer to that at the end of this adventure.
I'm sure.
But I think it's time to jump back in. So what I'd like everybody to do, just to start with, everybody put on your imagination hats. Mm-hmm. What is, Connor, what does your imagination hat look like?
It's a flat-brimmed cap because they're comfortable and easy to wear.
I appreciate that. So we're starting in a dark room. Picture it. A dark room, Sicily, 1980. We hear the rustling sounds of livestock and a faint drip, drip, drip. Everything's gonna be fine. You hear a young man's quavering voice calling out. Suddenly, light floods into the room as wooden doors burst open, revealing the stable master that you met earlier in this adventure in the courtyard shortly after the earthquake. He has armfuls of towels as he rushes up to the mare under his care, wiping the tears that are pouring down her face. You can stop crying now, he whispers, caressing her face. There haven't been any more earthquakes, and you saw me chop up that mean wet trough that you fell into and set it on fire. Nothing can hurt you anymore, I promise. The horse raises her head, one shimmering eye meeting the man's. She lets out a gentle whinny as the flow slows down on her face. The setting sun's rays flicker amidst the welling tears like hope, burning hope. The man wraps his arms around the horse's neck in a tight embrace, exclaiming, Oh, Evernay, my soul weeps when you weep, and my heart lifts when you are happy. The soaking wet towels drop to the ground, surely no longer needed. Man and horse spin together, lost in each other's eyes. Feet and hooves squish through the wet straw on the floor, obscuring the distant sounds of a burbling liquid. And so both horse and master are caught by surprise when a bright green acid erupts from the overhead drain.
Oh. Yes! Yes, it was a horse girl novel until it wasn't, and it's all because of TikTok.
Oh, no. And now we cut goodness. Back to a scene of Giannis on one knee with a little gnome that looks like this and a dagger pointed at his neck. And he says, My name is... I forgot his voice now. My name is Stonky J. Noctopper, and you've come at the moment of my greatest triumph! And what do you do, Giannis?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I know this is like the pinnacle of the adventure. That stable master didn't have horses of his own, right? All the horses in there were from people visiting. So he just grew really close to a random dude's horse named Evernay.
This is true.
Oh, that guy needed help. Oh. not a face full of acid.
And many thanks to Grady for helping me come up with this story. All right, so.
Oh, goodness.
What does... Oh, I'm sweating, guys.
That was great.
Giannis has not had a luxury that he is so used to in so long. So just like at this moment is really just... can very quickly go into a mode of I just want what I want and I'm going to do whatever I want to get it. So Giannis is like just the wrong words out of Stonky's mouth and it is like a pull of the dagger. So just is like I want a bath. Preferably some tarts and a nice place to sleep for at least a week. And if you can't give me any of that right now, I'm going to kill you.
Peek behind the curtains. Giannis isn't the fancy boy. He puts the pistol on. He doesn't survive on the streets or something.
Let me see something here. You see him start to mutter some arcane words and do some gestures in the air. Do you allow him to continue?
No, absolutely not. I put the dagger in his mouth.
Oh God.
He says, before you do that, he says, Well, allow me, and he starts to do this, and you go, and he stops.
I was like, oh, wait, are you making food? I pull back out to hear what he says.
I'm trying to give you what you want.
Oh, carry on.
And he does his spell, and you look back, and little bits of dirt and a little bits of grime on your body, a little bits of sweat to start to dematerialize and go up, and you feel somewhat refreshed. Not as good as a good shower or a nice long bath with Hilda bringing you water and wine, but you feel somewhat better. And he says, "Dear sir, I can tell that you have a good heart. Just sit back, strap yourself in, and I will see to all your needs."
Fine, this will do.
Yawn!
And he says, "Here, I have a present for you."
A present! No one gives me presents.
He casts another spell, and you feel a little tap on your shoulder, and you turn around, and there's this shimmering light behind you. And he says, "Just for you, your own servant, to see to your needs."
Oh, isn't it?
He has cast Unseen Servant, and he has granted you some control over this servant. It seems to be willing to, you know, do minor
Just do the shoulders, please.
And it starts to, you feel this energy caressing your shoulders.
Hilda,
and as you see, he starts to kind of try to get out of your grasp. You kind of let him loose a little bit.
Absolutely.
And he goes loose, and he kind of sits back down, looking over his shoulder, and starts to tackle the little things on his console. He says, "You better strap in. It's gonna be a rocky road."
I'm fine.
You're just getting your massage.
At the door, right?
Yeah, you're all at the door watching this happen.
Okay. I will march up to this man, rapier aloft, and just say, "How dare you treat these people like this? You are going to stop this rocket. You can launch it on your own time. You clearly don't need the help to do it. They're all upstairs. Stop."
He says, "Well, young lady, it is out of my hands now. As you can see, the countdown is going. Nothing I can do from here is out of my hands. But the livestock have all gone into this willingly. They all agree with me that we deserve more recognition for our contributions to Candlekeep, and we will show them all, won't we?"
Really, Aquaria, they all want it. Why are we arguing at this point? Just on Stonky's side.
What? How long did I have before the door was open to be able to investigate the big... Was there anything about the spire in the middle of the last room that makes me think it's relevant to this whole thing? Or is it... Would it be more of a, like, I just need to get to the control room type of thing?
Give me an investigation check.
Is a 19?
19, it seems to be more like an energy conduit. It seems to be... It doesn't seem to be anything that you would necessarily be able to do anything with to affect the rocket.
Cool. So then I'm immediately going into the control room and...
You see the various consoles up on the screen. You see the big red button. And yeah, it is whatever you want to do. And you see Stonky kind of looking at controls, looking at the thing. And he is strapping himself into a chair.
Certainly don't intend on smashing the big red button until I have some idea of what's going on with it.
And you know from the last week's episode, one of the unfortunate custodians that you murdered in cold blood, neutral, good custodian, told you that you only have seconds remaining before this tower is set to launch into space.
This may be ridiculous, but I'm going to go ahead and do it anyway, because I want to be able to do as much as possible now that I'm in this room. So I'm going to cast haste on myself.
Okay, so time for bold actions.
And just immediately start going to the different... I guess the first thing I'd like to do is get... Is Stonky away from the console now that he's strapped himself in, or is he still at the console?
He's at the console strapped in.
I'd like to get him away from the console so that he can no longer affect any kind of change.
You want to try to grapple him? Pull him away?
I just want to pull him away, but I don't want to... I don't have no intention of holding him because I need to be able to go and do other things.
Go ahead and do an athletics check.
I also have the souls of the most recent kills if we want to ask them one question.
I do, right? 15.
Okay, I rolled a 1 for a total of 0.
Yeah, baby.
So, yeah, you're able to pull him away, and he had just unbuckled his belt, actually.
Yeah.
He buckled himself, and then he had unbuckled. It was a little odd. Yeah. And then you start to just wrestle him away. He's like, no! What are you doing?
I go, hurry, TikTok, and I grab him away from the console.
Okay. Cool, yeah. So then I'm just going to all of the consoles to see what's labeled, what changes I can affect with confidence, or... you know, just get a general lay of the land.
Quick investigation check.
Yes, and what does your bardic provide me?
You get a d8 that you can add to any roll you choose. You have to choose to do it before you know the...
I'm going to do it. Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and use the
bardic. Oh,
wow. Yeah, okay, great. Well, not...
Bad time.
Not
what was
great.
The total?
For investigation, yeah. It's still plus 8, so that's a 9, a 10, and then I can even...
You can re-roll the Bardic Inspiration die and choose which one to take on you choose to use it for an ability check.
An ability check?
Yeah.
That's handy.
That makes it a 6, so that puts it 7 plus 8, which is a 15. And I can also use Flash of Genius as an artificer, so if I or a creature with insight make an ability check or saving throw, I can use a reaction to add 4 to that roll. So I got it all the way up to a 19.
Very good. What was your initial roll? Was it a natural?
It's a natural 1.
No, that doesn't matter for ability checks.
Okay,
yeah.
Great, cool.
So looking through this and using all the knowledge you've come up with and a sudden flash of insight, you realize that this is less of a control panel and more of a monitoring panel. This is letting you monitor what's going on in the building, and it has, as far as you can tell, no real control over what's going to happen here in this particular room.
And I have I haven't gained any insight as to even what the big red button is.
Let me check one thing on here, but you don't think that the red button is going to be useful to stop what is happening
right
now. Yeah, y'all continue talking. I'm going to check the button real fast just to make sure that's accurate.
And then you said there were other other things in the room, like other displays. Are any of those any mechanical in any way, shape, or form, or are those just like...
They're arcane in nature, and they're showing like cameras in the various rooms in here. So you can see some of the other rooms. You see the other 4 custodians that you haven't yet murdered that are strapped in and ready for this ship to take off.
Nothing that looks like another control panel room or anything?
Like engine room?
Let me show you what rooms they are looking at. Look back at my map. Let me try to know exactly. So one of the rooms looks that very first room you came in on the ground floor that had all the bookcases. And then you see there's a second panel shows you the upstairs rooms where there are all the food and everything was stored and the people are strapped into the chairs.
Mm-hmm.
Then you see, I don't remember if you got into this room. There's another room on the second floor that is looks like Stonky's maybe office.
Yeah, we got there.
You got there.
There's a book.
You see that, and then you see a fourth room that you haven't been to upstairs. That's at the very top of the tower that looks like an observatory, and there's like a little console up there. There's like a steering wheel. There's a telescope, and there's a lever, and there's a couple of chairs up there.
We were up there. I was like, I should go check that extra room, but Giannis had already gone down to the basement. And was
oh, of course, blame Giannis.
This isn't TikTok. This is just, yeah. We were already headed down to the basement, so I was like, all right, we'll go down to the basement.
Mm-hmm.
So you
one
see
of us
sound
Stonky.
Mm-hmm.
No, not the other dude.
And then, yeah, there's a safe in this room, too, that we talked about. And as far as the button goes, it's not really going to probably help you in this instance.
Okay, I'm going to grab...
It's more of an indicator button than a
sure
functional button.
Can you tell me how far away that room is, the top of the tower is from where we're at?
Yes, please.
It is, and you also notice on the screen that it's in a language you can't read, but it looks like it is definitely counting down pretty quickly.
There is a countdown going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If we didn't know that at this point, we're dead.
We'll say it's probably about 70 feet above you.
Oh, heck yeah. I can go 500 feet.
Oh, yeah, that's not that big of a tower.
I'm going to grab TikTok and open up a dimension door. and go to that control room.
So the way Dimension Door works, right?
Yes.
You can pick a direction.
Pick a direction.
And do you have to picture it in your head?
It says you can arrive exactly at the spot desired. It can be a place you can see, one you can visualize, or one you can describe by stating distance and direction.
And since there's that screen there, you can visualize
it. I can visualize
it. Right. And so what are you doing now exactly?
I'm going to cast Dimension Door. I'm going to bring TikTok with me.
You want to bring one person, yes?
Yes, only one person. and I'm going to teleport up to that room because he's the only guy that knows what to do around here.
Theoretically, I did just roll in that one.
But you push through.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. And so you go into this room and at that point you appear in this observatory room. And I think now, as there's only a few seconds remaining, mm-hmm. why don't we go into initiative order to see what happens. All right, Justin, what's your initiative?
16.
16 for Justin. Tick tock.
18.
Mr. Talk to his friends. Mr. Quattlebum.
5.
5. You can add all your bonuses to that. Your dexterity bonus.
5.
5.
Yeah.
Aquaria.
13.
13. Yeah. Okay. All right, so there are seconds left before this takes off. I'm going to roll a d4 to tell me exactly how much time remains.
Yikes. Okay. Big number.
Okay. So we're starting with TikTok with an 18. So you appear in this room.
Mm-hmm.
Let me give you a bit of flavor text.
Mm-hmm.
You're at the top level of the barn door. It's an observatory with 3 wide windowed alcoves. The chamber houses a large telescope mounted on a revolving dais. A small chair is bolted to the dais under the telescope, with an iron lever jutting up from the floor next to it, topped by a perfectly round ruby. A small wooden steering wheel attached to the chair is adorned with glowing numerals at its copper-plated center. 3 other chairs along one wall have likewise been bolted to the floor, all facing the telescope. 2 links of rope are fastened to each chair, including the one on the dais. Chains and wheels attached to the tower's conical metal roof suggest that the strong, tightly fitting panels can be retracted, enabling the telescope's user to peer into the starry heavens on clear nights. And so you appear suddenly at the top of this room that you've never been in before.
Mm-hmm.
You have 1 action and 1 movement and 1 bonus action and whatever actions D&D allows you. What do you do with your final moments on this planet?
All right. Aquaria, any thoughts as we appear in this room?
I thought that you would have it handled.
Yeah.
I'm way out of my element.
But I mean,
I'm here to support you.
It doesn't, based on what you've just said, does not seem like there's any immediately present way of stopping it.
It is hard to know. There are, like you said, there's the telescope. Mm-hmm. There is the steering wheel. There's the lever. There's quite a few things in this room.
The lever lends itself most to my brain as the thing that would be the thing to stop. So I think that's where I approach first, is I'll go up to the lever if someone wants to move. Beautiful.
Okay.
And just give it...
You can look at it, and there are 3 settings on it. And let me see if make sure that they are... Yeah, they're labeled in common. It says coop, shed, and stable. And it is currently in the notch labeled stable.
Can I roll to see if I remember there were pictures in the very first room we entered in a specific order, the animals. Do I remember that order and, like, if that lends itself to back to these names you've just said? Or if, again, if it's just completely tangential?
Give me an intelligence roll.
Oh, buddy. You got it. Oh, buddy. It's only a +4, so that's a 10. But, again, I'm going to keep riding this wave and give myself another... Is that... That would count as an ability check or no?
Yeah, that's an ability check.
Totally. So then I can give myself another +4 on that as well, so that would get me up to 14.
So, thinking back to that picture, it was a picture of a group of animals. Mm-hmm. You can't figure out if there's a connection between those animals and these buildings. I mean, it's a coop, chicken coop, a shed where you would store tools,
right?
You know, and a stable where you would store acid, I mean, horses. And so it doesn't seem to have a connection that you can think of. But it's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. And it's currently at stable,
correct? It's currently on the word stable.
Coop, stable. Coop, stable, and what's the third one? I'm sorry.
Coop, shed, and stable. Tick tock, tick tock. Nice. Thank you.
Then I guess I'm gonna give a quick look at the wheel as well and just.
Give me a quick investigation check for the wheel. Mm-hmm. Trying to do this all very quickly.
There we go. That's 25.
So, you are just looking at things? You're not touching anything yet?
Not yet. I haven't manipulated anything yet.
Okay, so just looking at the wheel, it has glowing numerals, and currently it reads the number 646. And there's glowing numerals above the wheel there.
Mm-hmm.
646. You still have an action. You haven't touched anything yet.
I'm going to give this wheel a quick turn and see if that does anything for me. If that affects the numeral or anything else like that.
Okay, which way do you want to turn the wheel?
I don't. This is very lizard brain of me, but smaller numbers seem better right now, so left, that's usually fair. Number goes small, so let's turn it left. That's what lizard brain is telling me, so.
Okay, so a couple of things are gonna happen.
Great, beautiful.
All right, you love reach it. Out and touch the wheel, and you hear a sound from behind you.
Okay.
And as you turn the wheel, you said to the left, you're turning it counterclockwise?
Yes.
The numbers, as you said, counterclockwise, yeah. The numbers start to turn down, go down. How far down do you want to set it?
You know, small numbers sound good, so however far down I can get it in the 6 seconds that I have.
Okay, so let's say you go to a big turn,
yeah.
And it gets down to 425.
Okay.
And you turn around behind you, and you realize that there are now these big creatures, two of them, made out of lightning. All right, so you have the two, some sort of lightning creatures that have materialized behind you. Mm-hmm. You've used your action. You have a hasted action, I believe, a little bit left.
Yes.
Do you want to do anything with it?
I'm going to indicate to Aquaria to come and keep turning the wheel. And then I'm gonna move past the wheel and put myself as best as possible between her and the lightning and be on the stairs, but then you'll stay there.
Okay.
So as much as I can be between her and these guys. And then,
that might be all you can do.
I can still make a weapon attack with that hasted action, so I can shoot with my pistol.
Okay.
don't hit the lightning.
Shooting a bullet at lightning. Yeah. Let's see.
Don't hit the lightning with a lightning
attack. Oh yeah, I wasn't gonna make that mistake again. So that's plus 8, so that's 22.
What sort of damage is it?
It is piercing, I believe.
Are your bullets made from adamantine?
No.
No? It goes right through the lightning creatures, not affecting them whatsoever.
Cool. Yeah. Well, as long as it draws attention, I mean, didn't know.
You didn't bring your adamantine bullets.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't even good one.
So, yeah. No, this is going to be a challenge. I think that is your turn, then?
Yes.
Justin, you're sitting pretty down in the control room, in the workshop.
How far away would you say? It's 3 floors up.
It's 3 floors up. It was 70 feet as the crow flies through walls and floors. Yeah. But running upstairs and down hallways, I mean, that's going to... I'll probably get there in like 10 rounds.
Okay. It looks like I need help, so I'll start.
Yeah, you can see through that there's trouble now. So you can start booking it.
I can start booking it. Good thing for me is I can actually move pretty fast. I do 40, and then I can do action to another 40, so that's 80.
Okay, we'll say that like it's 400 feet you got to go, so it's like 5 rounds.
And then I can teleport with my shadow, which is another 30.
Okay, so just keep track. We'll say you're 400 feet away, and then you can make it there. Because you're going to dig back down that long hallway. But I don't think there's any locked doors between you and it. At least until you get to the top. And you do, there's one door that comes back out. Or there's actually, there's a door, and then outside the door is a staircase leading down.
And as I'm running away, I'm yelling Giannis, go, they need our help.
Okay. It is now the lightning creature's turn. Oh, buddy. All right, it's going to reach out to TikTok and make two slam attacks.
Mm-hmm.
The first one being 12.
Nope.
That's no fun. And the second one being 16?
Nope.
It's nothing.
That's what that armorer feet, baby.
Now, the other one moves up to you. Make sure that if you can move that one up. Yeah, maybe close to two, yeah?
Yeah.
It is going to reach out and make two more slam attacks on you. That's a little better. That's a 26.
That does hit, yes.
Okay. And it deals 12 lightning damage to you. And it attacks again with a natural 1, so that's not going to be very effective. And it's just reach out. The blitz of lightning whips kind of coming out and hitting you and shocking you, singeing some of your feathers. At the end of this, you're going to be able to make some really good lightning sounds.
Yeah.
But Aquaria, you are up.
Okay, I would like to see if I can tell if, I want to see if these are magically, like, animated or, like, powered, essentially. So I can make...
You can make an arcana check.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
15.
You think there was probably some sort of spell cast on the steering wheel that summoned them into existence. So they're probably summoned creatures.
Which again, feels like a good sign for us.
Yeah. Yes.
Means like we were doing the right thing that somebody didn't want us to do.
I'm trying to decide if I want that steering wheel to remain magical or not. I am going to run up as far as I can.
And I will say with that, with your 15 check?
Yes.
You think that is probably a one and done kind of spell. Like it summons the thing into existence as like a warding kind of spell, and then the spell is expended usually.
Okay.
And so it's not continuing to make them exist. It just is a kind of a trap trigger. So you would know that probably.
Okay. Can I get to within touching distance of TikTok?
I think so.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, you're right here.
Oh.
Maybe not. Okay.
You have to count your squares.
I'm going to continue to turn the wheel as TikTok told me to do. I'm going to turn it in the same direction that he was turning it.
I think you could make it to TikTok.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Now I'm going to get to the wheel and I'm going to sing Let's Get It Started to TikTok again and give him some bardic inspiration.
Can you spin the wheel again in the same direction?
In the same direction, okay. Yes.
So we'll say you get it down to 222.
Okay.
No, it was two. What was that before? It was four. Yeah, so it was like two. Yeah, so we're saying we can get it like 200-ish as you go.
Oh, yeah, I'm just nervous about.
I thought it was like 280.
Hoping that we're still. It's actually the right thing to do in this moment versus just.
Yeah.
Well, we'll find out.
We gotta commit hard to something.
Lizard brain felt good. Make numbers.
If it had
small.
Been 360 at start, and then we. Makes me think. Okay, we could be a little safer.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a directional. Down! Oh!
Okay, that's Aquarius' turn. Giannis.
Oh, finally.
You're with your buddy. You're getting a massage. Feels good.
Great.
You're clean.
Oh, also on, again, small thing. Tweeter didn't come with me. So Tweeter on my turn is immediately trying to book it wherever up is. So back through the hallways and all that stuff. It's going to take a while.
Yeah, we'll say he's probably no longer relevant to this adventure. For but let's
sure.
see.
I'm pretty sure his movement speed is only 40, or his, yeah, I think his movement's 40, so.
So, well, if his movement speed is 40 and he can go 80, then so five rounds, he'll be able to get up there. So if we make it five rounds, depending on what I rolled on that D4.
It's 30 feet of flying. 30 feet. So 60.
If you want to track it, you can.
Yeah, so it's not likely.
Yeah, 60 feet, though.
Giannis needs a helper.
Yeah.
All right, Giannis.
Thinking of me.
You're by yourself with Stonky.
I will, while it's happening, I will just kind of like tap my massager and we will walk over because I am morbidly curious as to what is in the safe.
Mm-hmm.
So I will walk over to the safe as I kind of see my friends be like, well, perhaps I could see if there's anything of use in here. And I will attempt to open the safe.
Okay. So let me look at the safer for a second.
We'll probably need knock because bouncing. Everything's need knock.
I'm bouncing back and forth between two different rooms here.
Super
okay, so you look at the it's a combination lock on this dial. And the instead of numerals, there are pictures of barnyard animals. And they go in this order. Bull, cat, cow, dog, donkey, falcon, goat, hen, horse, llama, ox, pig, pigeon, rabbit, rooster, sheep, and turtle. And there is a combination lock. And
it's all of those? Like, I have to get those in order?
Yeah, there's a combination there. There's right to left of ox or something. And so you can try to break the lock, but it's going to take some time. Or you can cast a knock spell, or you can force it open with brute strength if you're, like, some sort of giant, stone giant or something.
I take one of my soul stones and I crush it open to talk to ask a question to one of my people that I've trapped.
Okay.
And let's go with the halfling.
He goes in range. Pig.
Pigweed.
Pigweed. I think. Yeah.
Pigweed.
I do that. You are stuck here until I ask you one question. So. And I know desperately that you want to go see your loved ones that have passed. So why don't you just simply tell me what the combination is? And I will immediately ask you, why don't you just tell me what it is?
Only Stonky knows the combination.
Yeah, you're going to have to work it out of that little gremlin.
And the spirits flukes away.
At least he was honest, though. Could have lied.
And so, with whatever action I have left, I go grab Stonky and
you turn around. You see Stonky turning around the door outside because you let him go and you were holding him in a grapple. And he is now turning outside the workshop and going down the hallway.
And no amount of thieves' toolery will help me with this combination.
You can certainly try.
I will attempt my thieves' tools then.
Okay, so this is an interesting one. You have to give me a dexterity perception check.
Okay.
Because you're having to listen into the thing as you fiddle, and this your thief's tools are of no benefit in opening this lock, since mechanisms are inaccessible to you. It's a pure combination thing. So you have to roll a dexterity check. Are you proficient in perception?
Proficient in perception? I believe so. Let me double check. Yes.
Okay, so you can roll dexterity and add your proficiency bonus to that. And that'll be your dexterity perception check. And if I'm getting that wrong, you can leave me a comment down below. And I believe that's the way that works.
I'm going to roll dexterity check.
Yeah.
Okay.
And add your proficiency bonus.
Add proficiency bonus. Okay.
Ooh, yeah, that's pretty good.
That is a 20. Okay, so I have a plus 3 dex. I rolled 17, so that's 20.
Mm-hmm.
My proficiency bonus is 3.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 23.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Not good enough. Can't quite tell.
It's probably a tough one.
And so then let me ask, do I get the perception check? Is that my bonus? Because that's a plus 4 versus my natural
It's using. So let me look at the. We'll read the thing.
Yeah,
to
everybody, do so, the math with me.
Here it is. Normally, your proficiency in a skill only applies to a specific kind of ability check. Mm-hmm. Blah, 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 blah. The DM may ask you for a check of an unusual combination of ability and skill, or you might ask your DM if you can apply proficiency to a different check. For example, if you want to swim from an offshore island to the mainland, you may call for a Constitution check. Or even if you have proficiency in athletics, you can do a Constitution athletics check.
Okay.
So if you're proficient in athletics, you apply your proficiency bonus to the Constitution check, just as you normally would do for a strength athletics check. So similarly, when a half or barbarian uses a display of raw strength to intimidate an enemy, you can do a strength intimidation check, even though intimidation is normally associated with charisma. So you don't get your also from your bonus from wisdom. You only get your proficiency. Because you're not used, yeah, so you don't get to add your wisdom and your dex and your proficiency. You get to add your dex. Yeah, you get to add your dex and your proficiency.
Yeah. So
in it's that, always a one ability and one
proficiency. In that bonus. Case, it would be a 24.
Still not good enough. Damn!
Whatever. You pick a rogue. Good, you pick a rogue, and it can't open a single lock.
This is a very tricky dungeon. I can give you the email address of the Twitter account of the person who wrote it, and you can take it up with them. All right, we are doing rules as written mostly tonight. Anyway, moving on back to the top of the initiative order, and you know, you time is really running low. TikTok, you're up.
So, again, at this point, I'm not too worried about damage dealing because also I'm going to get tired in, I think, two more turns. I have two turns before haste wears off.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to cast Mirror Image as well.
Okay.
Can you cast spells with haste?
I think so. I mean, it's just a normal action. It's like a regular action. I can cast a spell and then...
I thought haste was a little bit weird
like
as far as...
It doesn't
like,
allow you to cast spells or something. Maybe not.
It doesn't say...
But like with a hasted action.
At least on the card it doesn't say... But not with a hasted action, but I've got a regular action.
Oh yeah, with the regular action you totally can.
Right. So okay. I'm going to cast Mirror Image. Mark that.
I don't have two initiative trackers going on.
Because
different tags.
Changed, yeah.
It was TikTok and then Justin, right? It's just, yeah, and then you had a 13 Aquaria and mm-hmm. Jan had a 5. Yeah, I'm on the right tab.
So I've got three mirror images of myself pop up around me.
Good.
To be able to also potentially take a couple of hits from these lightning things. And then... I'm going to, with my movement and hasted object interaction that I can still have, move real quick, turn the wheel again as hard as possible to the left, try and make that number go down, and then come back and square up against these things again.
Okay. You get it down to 24.
That's pretty good.
Okay, and I'm sorry, what was the last thing you said you were doing?
The last thing is just coming, moving back again in front of these things and sort of squaring up. I can't prepare an action or take a dodge because I've used everything, but just like being between them and Aquaria again.
Okay.
But now with all of my mirror images as well.
Okay, there we go. Is that your turn? Do you need anything else?
Hey, here's a fun question. Tweeter still downstairs, or still in the basement. Could Tweeter... do a force strike against Stonky?
He was running in the hallway, right?
Yeah, he was down the hallway with Justin, so if he turns back around in the hall and sees...
Well, this is a fun D100 rule. Why don't you roll a D100, and that'll see how far away the two are from each other.
So that's this guy and just a regular...
Two D10s, basically. Yeah. One should be a tens digit, one should be a hundreds digit, or a tens digit and ones digit.
Yeah.
Not great, 14.
Then they're 14 feet away from each other.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That is great. So then Tweeter immediately just turns back around and is going to force strike Stonky to try and get him to stop in place.
Okay.
Got to pull Tweeter's stats back up. I didn't think he was going to be relevant again, but here we are. For his force strike, it is plus 4. So 18.
Nice.
18 to hit?
Yeah.
Okay. And you see Stonky run in the hallway and he sees this little creature in front of him stop and turn around. And the force bolt comes toward him, and he goes, vroom, and a little shimmering shield appears in front of him, and it bounces off the shield, and then the shield goes away.
Mm-hmm. All right, cool. All right, well, he's at least stopped now, so that's useful. So Tweeter will stay where he is, and that's the end of the full turn. So that's me and Tweeter. That's the full thing.
Okay. I think it is a queer. No, it's Justin's turn. Apologies. So booking it.
Booking it. So this round, I can only move 80 because I don't have my shadow. So, and I'll cast my shadow at the end, so I can move 110 next round.
Okay. Very good. You see. Yeah. So, you see, we're now cut back down to Stonky, looking at this interesting looking homunculus in front of him.
Uh-huh.
And he looks very upset, and he's, and he kind of puts his fingers like this, and a little ball of something appears in his hand, and he goes, and it turns into a fireball. And hits over there. Give me a dexterity saving throw.
Yes, I will do that. Well, that's a natural 20.
Okay. So he takes.
Plus 4 is 24.
Yeah, and it succeeds.
And it has evasion, so.
It does?
Yeah,
that is nice.
And then he manages to duck somehow out of the way of all this fireball damage. And Stonky just stomps on the floor and looks very upset. Now we cut back up to the observatory where the lightning golems are.
Good,
and they are going to, again, go after you and your mirror images. So we first roll to see if they hit, or what do we do first with mirror images?
Yeah, so you just roll to attack as normal, and then if they hit, I roll a d20 to see if they hit me or a mirror image.
First hit is a 25.
That does hit.
Go for it.
So if I've got 3, I just have to roll a 6 or higher. Yep.
Nice.
So it hits a duplicate.
And duplicate goes away, yes.
Yes.
It shatters.
Yes.
And it swings down again, and now there are 3 of you standing there, I believe.
Yep.
Second hit is a 22.
Just hits. So then I've got to get an 8 or higher. I do not. So that will hit me.
You. And that does. I need these to roll for me using D&D Beyond. 14 lightning damage.
I'll take that.
Mm-hmm. And there's 2 more. There's another lightning creature there is going to swing 2 more times.
Mm-hmm.
The other one does. Rolling pretty good here. It's 22.
Again, just hits.
All right. So he's going to.
But it hits the duplicate.
It does hit the duplicate?
Yeah.
All right. 11 damage. But I think any damage.
Yeah, it's immediate. As soon as it gets touched or it's.
Now there's just 2 of you left, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And. Oh no, that's just a natural 2, so it's a 9, so that's not going to do it.
Nice.
But you have made it through another round. Mm-hmm. Still alive, Aquaria.
I'm turning that wheel, trying to get it down to 0 or negative numbers.
Mm-hmm. So do you want to just turn it as hard as you can?
If it goes to negative numbers, then I'm afraid we've done the wrong thing. If it stops at 0, I'm going to feel pretty good.
So how, like,
so
how are you?
What happens?
What are you going to try to do? Like, turn it. You want to try to get it exactly to 0, or you want to get as far down as you can?
TikTok said to keep turning the wheel. I trust his judgment.
I think a good hysterical or
wizard brain choice.
Yeah.
Okay, so you turn it and turn it, turn it, and it eventually gets down to 0, and it doesn't go any below that.
Okay.
Oh, that feels good. Nice. That feels like it might be good.
Okay. And anything else you want to do in your turn?
I am not taking any movement or bonus actions, so
okay.
Good.
Giannis is having a time. Did I hear anything? Were they close enough when he ran out and turned the door that I would have heard the fireball or the clunking?
You definitely hear, like, and then you hear, you're fighting going on the hallway.
Okay, actually, I'm going to go a different route, though. I'm going to try and make an intelligence check based off of anything I've seen or heard. Maybe some of, like, I'm going to try and go with the places that I have seen, like, physically based off of this. I'm going to assume the lock needs 3.
I was trying to think what you were doing. I forgot you're working on the safe.
With a stable.
For the safe you're talking about?
Yeah, for the safe.
Okay.
And I guess I'll keep clicking it as many times as it sounds like it needs to get clicked. So I won't go for a number. I'll just go with stable.
Hold on 1 second. With stable, one of them, I think it's just animals.
It's animals. Okay, yeah. So horse.
You want to go with
there
horse?
There were so many.
Yeah, there were a lot.
But I'm just going with what I remember, y'all. Horse. Gosh, what else? Were there really that many?
There were a lot.
Yeah, there were.
A lot.
Do you want me to list them for you again?
Oh, I'm just thinking the ones we saw.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, not like all of them. Yeah, Nate, will you list them one more time, and I'll just pick.
Yeah. Some. Bull, cat, cow, dog, donkey, falcon, goat, hen, horse, llama, ox, pig, pigeon, rabbit, rooster, sheep, and turtle. And you have to also probably do them in the right order.
yeah, I'm gonna. Just go for it randomly because at this point I don't know. So I'm going to go horse, rooster, donkey.
Donkey. Okay.
And I'm going to try that.
And it doesn't open.
It's the best I can do. I can't sneak attack this.
You can ask Aquaria to cast knock on it.
Oh no, she's not there.
and I'm a rogue who can't pick a lock. I guess I'll try and pick the lock again just for if I can't. No, well I've already used my action.
Yeah,
that's fine.
I didn't do.
Sorry, y'all.
Give me an intelligence check real fast.
Okay.
Related to that first four.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Is. Why am I having such?
Yeah, just d20 plus your intelligence modifier.
Yeah. 18.
You know that you can try to use your hearing, try to make this, to work out this combination, but it's going to take you at least a minute to be able to go through the combinations and listen and go back and listen. Like, it's not something you can do in an action.
Yeah.
So it's at least a minute thing. So it's probably in this period of time that you have left, you're not going to be able to open.
Moot.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to go back to my food. I'm going to eat and hope that my friends have solved the issue because I'm either going to die here or go into space.
Okay.
Space. And I refuse to go. I refuse to go into space stressed out.
Nothing
fair. Okay. Oh, gosh. All right. So when I rolled that D4 earlier, I rolled a 2. Mm-hmm. We've now had 2 rounds.
Okay.
So you start to hear a... coming from somewhere below you.
The wheel at 0 not do anything?
Oh, it does something.
Oh, no.
So let's talk about this. Let me go to this. All right. Buckle up, folks.
Oh, boy.
All right. Let me go down here to where I have a few notes. Okay, here we go. So you hear the loud... and you feel the whole tower start to shake. Mm-hmm. How far had you run?
I have run 190. I'm 210 away.
Okay, so you made it to the first floor.
Okay.
That's important. At least 3 people haven't made it to the first floor. That would be Giannis, Stonky, and your...
Tweeter.
Tweeter. So, Tweeter... Tweeter and Stonky are in the worst shape because you remember where the rocket engines were.
Yes, yes,
yeah.
So, first of all, let me see what the saving throw is as these rockets engage.
Gotta save Tweeter.
Give me a... I don't even know if it calls for a dexterity saving throw.
Uh-huh.
I won't even say it's a dexterity saving throw. Okay, there's no way to avoid it. But give me a... I'm going to give you a gift.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a constitution saving throw.
Oh, okay.
The DC is pretty high. I'm going to roll it for Stonky over here. 5.
That's a 14.
Okay, 14. All right. So, let me see if I have a dice roller on my phone. I don't have an Alexa in this room. Oh, I have an Alexa on my phone. We're going to ask Alexa to roll these dice rolls.
Because
I don't have enough dice, and we don't have another hour to roll these dice. So, I have the little Alexa app. I usually have an Alexa around my room, but I don't have one since I redid the room. All right, so we'll just see if she can do this. So, we can hold it up to the speaker so that we can hear this. Error. It's not available when I'm on a call. I'm going to have to hang up this call. So I'll call you back, Grady. And here we go. Roll 24d10.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, it's on my. I have the heads up. So you got 7 5 7 9 2 10 3 5 7 2 5 7 1 7 3 9 4 4 8 5 8 4 6 and 1. I think I did that right.
117.
129.
Oh, that's pretty good.
So, what was your saving throw there?
I rolled a 14.
A 14? No, I'm afraid not. He takes 129 points of fire damage.
Just a little bit more than his 14 hit points.
Yeah, I'm afraid Stonky does as well. Let me see how many hit points Stonky has.
There's no way.
54. So, yeah. Everything
like
in that range.
Auto dead, like dead, dead, right?
Yeah. You give me, I'm going to let you do a dexterity saving throw because you are far away in the last room there. So, you're not going to take as much damage.
No. Nice.
Dex saving?
Dex saving. Yeah. You get a dex saving throw because you can try to hide behind some stuff.
Dexterity's not, yeah. Dexterity's pretty solid for that. I can just rebuild Tweeter.
Yeah. He'll be fine.
Yeah, Stonky can't rebuild himself.
Oh no. To that one.
Oh.
With a dexterity saving throw of plus 7 for an 8.
An 8. Okay, so here's what happens. So I'm already going to, because you're so far away from the thing, I went ahead and cut it in half. You didn't make your saving throw, but you take 64 points of fire damage.
That's dead.
Is it dead, dead? Full dead?
No, I mean, I have 48 hit points.
Okay, so you're unconscious. You're unconscious.
Yeah, not, and no one knows that you're, you are, though.
So. You're unconscious, but you have death saving.
Yes.
I went unconscious doing what I love.
Trying to open a safe.
Luckily, the other, you don't have to worry, the other livestock members are already dead down there. So they're fine. but you turn around. Describe this scene for me as you're eating your food.
Oh, just like I've heard the rockets go off, and it's very much just like, you know, that's those scenes in Armageddon where people are just like, they see things going down, they've just given up. They're just like, oh, whatever. And just kind of, have this.
And the fire just erupts through the room, burning everything in front of it, and you just get caught in it and blasted back against the wall, slumped down, unconscious but still alive. Stonky and sorry, let's unmute the same again. I keep forgetting. Tweeter, not so much. You two give me dexterity saving throws. The heat is not a problem, but the shaking of you as well.
Okay.
The shaking is a problem.
Is it a save I can see?
No, it's just the ground. Yeah, not something you're trying to dodge.
Not great.
Nine.
Nine as well.
18.
Okay. I'll ask. Okay. So we have bludgeoning damage here. I won't ask her because I'll just ask my computer because the computer has Siri. I think Siri can do this. Let's see. Roll 2d6. Awesome.
Yeah.
Scared you, didn't I? Sorry, I couldn't find what you were looking for. That's why I prefer the other one. All right, back in his roll. That one is scary for a second. Yeah, you take 4 bludgeoning damage and you fall prone as you weren't strapped in when this happened. The 4 people that are downstairs are doing fine. They're doing just fine. As the ship takes off and you see, let me go back to my notes here to see what happens. The ship starts to ascend a little faster and faster. And what you notice and what you have apparently done here is managed to change the trajectory of the ship. So where it was pointed towards space, it is now veering very much to the right. You think, you can probably see out some of the windows here as you're rolling around to the ground, that you are probably going to careen directly into the Great Peak Mountains here very shortly. So you probably have a little bit of time if you want to do something before this tower crashes into the mountains. So what would you like to do?
Are we still in initiative order in combat, or are we?
No, we'll say you're not in initiative order right now. You've got a little bit of time, but you got him down here. It's going to have to roll. But maybe we should stay in initiative order just to see if he can stabilize. I don't know if you have any idea. You might remember that's where the fire was, that's where Giannis was, that's where Glowstar was. So let's stay in initiative order. We're at the top of the initiative order. I think TikTok is up. You know those are down there with those, you know the engines have started. You might still have a dimension door.
Yeah, Yeah.
Poor Aquaria looks like,
I know. I think all of this is running through her head all at once as she realizes that this is going very poorly.
So
TikTok's up.
Real quick. Is the area that Giannis was not lifting off?
No, that's all going with you. It's just, for whatever reason, that's where the rocks are, and they just kind of blow the floor in that room. It's kind of, you know, like, gone away, and it's kind of lifting the rest of it up. But everything else is kind of there. But where, like, if you were going down the stairs, you couldn't get over to their rooms.
Right.
I'm still connected. That little room there with the bottom of the stairs is gone. Hmm. It's a little bit of an odd way this thing is built.
Because, I mean...
I told you I didn't know how this was going to end. It depended on what you did with that lever and that steering wheel and that console. A lot of things could have happened. And we'll give a debrief at the end of this. But
part of me just really doesn't mind if the barn door ends up colliding into the mountains as long as we're not in here when that occurs.
Agreed.
So if... the only issue is I don't have enough speed to be able to go and get either of them nor Dimension Door.
Yeah.
I have the ability to fly, and so I could just open up the telescope, the observatory doors, and myself right out.
Yeah.
But
it's
I feel
Giannis approved move.
It is very Giannis approved.
I can show you a little picture here of what this looks like.
Oh, that would
put
be
it
lovely.
On the screen, but. This is where you're at.
Oh, beautiful.
Oh, great.
At least they planned for us.
Yeah.
Exactly right. Here. It even looks like it's tilting.
Yep. Okay.
No one's going to leave the big wheel alone. We don't need to draw a picture of it going straight up.
Okay.
So is TikTok going to yeet on out of here?
So how far away from... I guess I wouldn't know that he's coming, but I made me make the assumption that Justin or Giannis were coming up. How far away from me are they?
I mean, you don't have any way of knowing that.
Right.
Save yourself. I'm getting the others.
Okay. How far away is the first floor, at least?
You can get to the first floor. Let me grab the map and, you know, a little bit into kind of make it up as we go along. But... you can get down there. You're on the third floor, Suzanne. And I probably gave you a little bit too long of a distance to get there through the long halls and up the thing.
Oh.
So, you know, it might not be quite that far. It's not a big building. We'll say, just to get to the first floor, you said, from the third
floor?
Yeah. We'll say it's 50 meters, 50 feet. You can get there in 50 feet.
Oh, wow.
I think that's...
So how much was it from base?
So you're probably... So it looks like maybe like... 200 total. So you could probably be like, if you want to be...
No, I'm already there. I've traveled 190.
You got... Okay, so we'll say you're at the top of the staircase. You were just peeking up over the staircase. Okay.
That's better.
And you're like, what happened?
And the front... So then, I guess... from me to... If I exit the door, can I... I mean, I guess this is... It's not my greatest stat, but can I roll for... perception, just to see if I can see Justin at the top of the stairs.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure he would say something as soon as you get up there.
Yeah,
so he'll speak up.
Great,
see, yes, Justin.
Beautiful. Then I can save at least one person. So then I can go, because I, by my count, this is my last turn of haste. So I can still, I have plenty of speed. I can grab Justin, come back, get the observatory door open, and then have us fly out through the hole.
Let me see if there's anything here about these windows real quick. Just to make sure we're playing doors
and
windows.
If it's not through the observatory, I'll just go throughout the front door, because I know we unlocked that.
Okay. So I'll read this from the barn door features. The tower's windows, which are made of a transparent metal called glass steel, cannot be opened or smashed by any mundane means.
Right. But so you said there's the thing to open the roof for the observatory.
Yeah. So yeah, that is true. I don't think there is a big hole
for the telescope to come out.
Yeah. It doesn't necessarily say in here how that opens, but it does say that it can be opened. So, but we're going to say it's going to probably take another round for you for that thing to open. So you grab him and get enough time for that thing to open. So if you want to like be ready to jump on as soon as it opens, it'll open at the top of the next round.
I will be lethargic and unable to do anything at that point.
I can drag you out.
Yeah.
We'll just fall for a little bit.
Yeah, we'll just fall for a good distance. Do I have, I mean, because it's what? My movement speed is doubled and I can take a dash, so I can go.
Oh, there's chains and wheels, so they have to like pull on it to open. Right. It's not like a switch you can, but you're going to have to like manually
right.
do
no,
it.
So I'm saying instead of trying to come back through the and do the telescope doors, I have enough movement speed to get out the front doors with just.
Yeah, let's see how that far that is. So you're on the third floor and you're at the top of the staircase, so you had to do like 10 feet of movement to grab Justin, we'll say.
Uh-huh.
And then it's 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 55, 60. I'm going to jump off the thing. We'll say it's about 80 feet to the front door.
Beautiful. So then I can do it because I've got 140 feet worth of movement.
Oh, man.
Nice. So that's the plan. Aquarius says, you shave yourself or whatever she said. So I go, I burst out through the door, grab Justin, and then continue all the way down through the front doors and out the front doors.
How much movement do you have?
I have...
You have a good bit.
And then I can dash, so 80.
Dash 80. So you can get to the front door, too.
And then I can teleport another 30.
Okay, so you both get to the front door, and then what happens when you get to the front door?
Well, I just want to, because I have flying, so I want to be able to just scoop him up and us essentially step out of the front door so that we're out of the thing and just watch it continue to go away from us.
And you have flying. And
yeah.
Yeah? Okay, so you have to hold on to each other. And
yeah.
Are you a medium-sized creature? I think you are.
Yes, I believe that is the classification.
It's a good thing you're not like a barbarian or something.
Right. Well, and I'm not.
Okay.
Not tiny.
So yeah, you step out of the front door, and the tower just continues on. And now you are both joining Hilda and basically no longer in this adventure. You wave goodbye. All right, so.
A dramatic conclusion. What will happen to Giannis and Aquaria? The divas.
That is TikTok and Justin. I think I have to use everything you had to get to that front door with
him. Much, so.
Why not?
We're going to say the lightning golems are no longer relevant to this adventure either. They were fun while they lasted.
Well, I got some books. I got some books out of it. So.
Right. The camera kind of lingers there with Aquaria at the top of the staircase, and you look at the golems, and I guess the golems are still there, so they're going to start making their way towards you because you're still standing there.
Okay, yeah.
And it's their turn, and they're just like, whatever. We're just going to attack whoever we attack.
Okay.
So this could mess up your day a little bit, but you're still at full hit points, I'm sure.
Yeah, I took a lot of damage, so Aquaria didn't have to take nothing.
You'll live forever. It's a 21 to hit.
Yes.
Okay, and that is pretty good. 17 points of lightning damage.
Okay.
Second attack, 17.
Yes.
Oh, and 15 points of damage.
Okay.
And this is the second one's attacking now with his multi attack. Oh.
Great.
There's a 19 to hit.
Yes.
Oh no, Aquaria.
This is
going to.
Oh, well, that's good damage too. 18 points of damage.
All right.
Oh, are you still up?
Yep.
Last roll, natural 18.
Oh, no.
I'm rolling rocks. Are you out?
I am out.
Oh,
and
no.
Minimum damage, 5 points of damage.
Oh,
Three hit points. Didn't think about the lightning golems. There's nothing you can do as a reaction to any of those.
I was say, do you have
check and see if you have reactions or something?
Can't spit vicious
or lightning damage kind of resistance or anything?
I have one duplicate up. Would it have left with me, or could it have stayed in that room?
That seems like a good D100 roll.
We'll find out.
Well, let's see. What are the chances? Let's say the duplicate's still standing there. You know, we're being generous.
Right.
So let's say there's a... What do you think is a good number?
Can you tell me?
I think... if you can roll something higher than a 60,
Okay.
Then one of those attacks doesn't hit her, and she gets to stay up. It's a roll higher than a 60.
Okay.
Oh, 55!
55! It was so close!
I had a plan and everything.
I have bardic inspiration. Can I apply that?
That is a word on the deal.
Wait! She has a... She has a token. She has a goblin token.
Oh, yeah. You can force me to re-roll one of those attacks.
I would like you to re-roll one of your attacks.
Technically, yes, she says it before I do. But that's fair. Okay, so I will re-roll one of the attacks. And let's roll it here on my fancy thing. Natural 2.
Yeah!
I'll keep myself.
Give me my token back.
Yeah. Yes.
We did it. The token worked. We only gave one and we only used one.
All it took was a barrel pun. All right, Aquaria, it's your turn.
Okay, I am going to Dimension Door back down to the room where we left everyone.
Yeah.
Because Giannis was sitting pretty. And I think it's a safe assumption. He was hanging out.
Yeah. And you
thank you for knowing me so well.
Yeah.
And you still see this kind of unseen shimmering thing giving his unconscious body a little scalp massage.
The unseen servant survived?
I think it might be incorporeal.
No, I want that. I definitely want that.
I think it's incorporeal. We're going to say it is.
Hand massage, like the most arbitrary one.
It's just shimmering. You can barely see it's there, but you see it's like hair just kind of broken.
Yeah.
It's singed hair.
And I guess for my bonus action, I'm going to have the barrel from the room right next door.
Yes.
The barrel is not there. I'll let you have the unseen server. Yeah, the barrel is now a barrel.
Oh, you're right. There was fire down here.
Yeah.
Okay. Then that is my action. I don't have any bonus actions that I can use.
Okay.
So I'm just
Run
my hands on Giannis, and I'm getting ready.
Okay, Giannis, death saving throw.
20.
So you stabilize.
Nice.
Is it stabilize or do you...
I get two
saves.
Saves.
Okay. All right, so you get two saves.
Nice.
Very good. TikTok, you watch the thing fly away. Anything you want to do, just wave. Start descending down to the ground.
I mean, I can't do anything,
so it's
just me being tired and in the air while holding on to Justin.
Do y'all have a conversation up here at this point? What do y'all say to each other?
What happened?
Yeah.
TikTok hasn't had a lot to say in this,
right.
this particular session.
It's just the set.
I don't ask any more questions.
Now the camera cuts back to the lightning golems up in the observatory, and you see one lightning golem kind of look at the other one and go. And we cut
it's
back.
It's a living.
You cut back down to Aquaria.
Oh, yes.
And so you see this, you guys see it going amazingly fast, faster than probably anything you've ever seen before, careening toward the mountains off to the east. Aquaria, it's almost out of sight so far. You just see the streak of smoke behind it.
I am going to cast Fly on myself now. And I am going to try to fly as far as I can to get back to the front door where we can leave.
Just leave Giannis there.
No, I'm carrying Giannis.
Okay, just, you want to carry him? So give me a... Okay. So... I don't know. Aquaria, how was your strength, Mike?
I am averagely strength. I have a 10.
A 10?
Score 10, yeah.
Okay, what? Tell us, describe Giannis for us.
Giannis,
is tiny man.
Not tiny, but like takes care of himself, is definitely more prim and proper than like
muscular?
Burly. Oh yeah, not muscular.
Okay.
Like, goes out of his way not to lift things whenever possible.
So we'll say it's going to be half speed to carry somebody.
Okay. So then I can fly 30 feet.
Okay, so here's the thing.
Rockets.
You come up and there's the rocket shooting down through that hole. So there's a big hole there. But I don't know if you're going to be able to get through it without taking a whole lot of fire damage.
Mm.
there's a hallway. Yeah, there's a hall. You go out the doorway, and there's a hallway down there, and then the rocket's down. Mm-hmm. So I can tell you how far the hallway is if it affects you. Do you have any more dimension doors left?
Nope.
Ooh, it is 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 75 feet to the end of the hallway. And then the rockets had that big hole in the ground getting out of there.
Yeah.
There's the well. Not to give you too many clues, but
we all went to the stable, so there's got to be an exit.
We know where it went. Yeah.
We don't.
Your characters don't.
Oh, that's true.
Okay, so yeah, I think that Aquaria will see the fire, realize that she just doesn't have a lot of magic left in her today, and I guess she will look for exits in this hallway and maybe spy the well.
So there's, you haven't been in that room,
yeah,
have you?
I
so there's just the two doors. So the first door you come across is that one to your right.
Yeah.
And so if you go down there, you look at it, you can see the well there. So what is your half your flying speed?
That is 30 feet.
30 feet. So you can, we'll say that you, being generous, you kind of get to the door and you can see in at this point. All right. So keep it going. Let me roll a d4 to see how long it takes for you to crash into this mountain.
Oh, no.
I feel like it's a little bit further away, though. I'm going to do a d6.
Okay.
So I'm going to be generous here. Okay. You can't see into my dice tray, can you?
No.
Okay. Giannis, another death saving throw. Okay. So you are stable.
Nice.
All right. Tick tock.
Giannis!
And Justin just sit there and watch things go. Lightning golem, shrug again.
I like to think that Giannis comes back and just sees that he's in Aquarius' arms and it's
beyond. I mean, beyond. Wanting to do anything, it's now so far out of range that I don't think even if I had magic or anything to do, I couldn't. Yeah. It wouldn't be in range. So basically, it's just like a sitting and hoping and praying, like kind of thing.
Yeah. And so we go back to the observatory. You see those lightning golems there, and you see one lightning golem look at it, and you hear like this crackling sound, and see subtitles underneath, and it just says. Well, this is a shocking turn of events.
No.
Hey!
I have no goblin token.
All right, we're back to Aquaria then. I rolled my thing to see how many more rounds we have left until we get to that mountain range.
Well, now I'm using my action to dash while I'm flying. So to go double half my speed, so I'll be able to go 60 feet.
Okay, so we'll say you're able to get in the room and you're going, are you going to just go right down the well?
I think she's hedging her, but she's trying to make it out, like, gotta commit hard to something, right? And she's like, a well has to go somewhere.
Just like to turn the wheel all the way left and see what happens.
Gotta do it. I've gotta do it.
Okay, so you see, you go down to the bottom of the well, and the acid is gone that was there before, but there's a grating thing at the bottom. But underneath it, you see clouds and sky below you.
There's still a way out. Okay.
All right. So, Giannis, once you're stable, I don't know if there's anything in this. We don't have, like, in Starfinder, you can spend a resolve point to regain a hit point, but I don't think we have anything here unless she does something to revive you.
Just a napping boy.
Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, even if she did, there's not a lot for Giannis from with a -1 strength score.
Aquaria. Mm-hmm. You're there. There's that grate below you.
Blow the hell out of this grate. What do you got?
Oh, man. She's just coming to pass with this. Not a lot.
Move yourself stronger?
Mm-mm. No.
Look through your deck of mini animated spell cards. There's any left, any spell slots left.
I only have a few first level spell slots left.
No.
And I don't have
this adventure doesn't give you a lot of chance to rest and recover.
No, definitely not. I'm going to...
If you had
to...
taken time to like rest at any point, you can take a long rest. You do notice something at the bottom of the thing, though, actually.
Hmm.
Give me a perception check.
You got it. 17.
You do see a little ring that is kind of propped up against one of the grates. Like, it looks like it could fall at any moment. There is a little ring there.
A little ring?
Like a little ring you would have around your finger.
Oh. I'm going to pick it up.
Pick it up.
Yeah.
Got nothing else to do.
Yeah.
Okay. So you can just grab that as like a free action. But yeah, you do see that there. I almost forgot that was there.
I'm going to put it on.
One ring. So you put it on, and it doesn't really, you don't feel any different.
Oh. Okay.
May or may not require attunement.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yep.
Like a spirit hour or something.
Yeah, I'm going to cast Cure Wounds to bring Giannis back up.
So that we can crash into the mountain together.
And I'm going to say, help me!
I just want you to be aware of what's happening.
Yeah.
Oh, this is awful!
Right. Neither of us are strong, but maybe together we can
within,
be strong.
Within the last two turns, would the tower have at any point been within 120 feet of me even?
No.
Okay, and that's what I figured.
Okay, I've got an idea.
Okay, so Giannis is up.
Cool.
All right, Mr. Quattlebum.
As Giannis, a rogue, I would like to try and cast Wails from the Grave on the grate once Aquarius filled me in, which typically requires a sneak attack first. I don't know how I can sneak attack on a grate.
You got an ally within 5 feet.
Yeah! Perfect. So I would then, because it's necrotic damage, try and hope that I could try and necrot.
Rust it out.
Age it out, yeah.
I suppose I'll just attack it as hard as I can with my...
Let me look and see what necrotic damage does to...
Metal.
Yeah, things of that nature. It has little to no effect on constructs.
Oh, no.
What I'm seeing. I think it just kind of does living flesh.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like a disintegrate still. I'm trying to make sure that's true.
My charm degrade.
you're dealing with two people who like
it has
great with people, terrible with metal.
It kind of has a grating personality. So.
Can I, Giannis, is there anything that I can lockpick on this stupid grate? Because I have not been able to get a lock open all day.
He uses thieves' tools at least on the corners of it. Like
shimmy
the,
it open.
The, yeah.
So, check with your thieves' tools to see what you can do with it.
Thieves' tools check. Got
yeah.
It.
Oh my god.
That is a 12.
A 12. So you're kind of a little bit in like, you look around, like, and there's several like bolts that are holding this thing into place. Like it looks like it can be removed, and that gives you enough time to kind of go there. And with a 12, you are able to get one of those four bolts out.
I quickly tell Aquaria, there's three other bolts. We have to get them quickly.
But you only do it with thieves' tools, unless you have something else that can get that bolt out.
Do you have anything that you can do?
So I think that's Giannis's turn. Back to Aquaria.
Yes. I'm reading through Nox.
So that's what, I think we've gone through two rounds since I rolled the d6,
yeah.
If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
so,
I think I can cast Nox on this grate, because it says, choose an object you can see within range. The object can be a door, a box, a chest, a set of manacles, a padlock, or another object that contains a mundane or magical means that prevents access. A target that is held shut by a mundane lock or that is stuck or barred becomes unlocked, unstuck, or unbarred.
Aquaria, get us out of here!
So you cast the spell and you see the little balls go...
Yes!
Fall out.
Okay.
And now it is Giannis's turn.
I just fall through the air now.
It
lifts up.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just say, Aquaria, take us. And like try and just like shift my body weight.
Use my movement to get us out of there, yeah.
Okay, so you have to lift. So here's the thing. Mm-hmm. You have this round thing at the bottom, and then you have to lift it up. Kind of describe to me how you managed to kind of get your way up and out. And...
Oh, I was imagining it would just fall.
No, it's kind of there, so you have to pull it all the way
assist.
To the top of the
all
assist. Yeah, okay.
So are y'all flying just up?
It.
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah,
I guess
ever
we
just...
have to, yeah.
So it's 30 feet to the bottom of this well.
Yeah.
It used to be 20 feet to the acid, there was 10 feet of acid there. Just in case some commenters, because they used to 20 feet earlier. Okay, so what's your movement speed? 40?
60 with flying.
But you're still carrying him, because he...
If I were to fall... No, never mind. I don't want to get into falling, because I know it's too fast.
Yeah, is there any way for us to just pull it up into the side?
On the side.
Yeah.
Both of you give me dexterity checks to see if you can squeeze through.
We're both
this. Or acrobatics. You can do acrobatics.
Love it.
Acrobatics, actually.
Aww. It's an 11, though. Not great.
What's the DC on squeezing through the
20. Not that 20, 17.
You can squeeze right through there and get out of there if you want to, but you're a little stuck this round. But you are free to just go.
I'm staying with Aquaria.
Okay.
There were a lot of people I would leave behind, but I would never leave Aquaria. She's beautiful.
Aww. So it is your turn, though. So it's your turn, and you've managed to get this thing, and you see like some of her like clips or something is stuck on this thing, and you're trying to just get your way, squeeze it, get that thing up there. And,
I'm just going to help pull or move or push.
Use your weight.
Yeah, just like everything I can to get her through.
Give me like a strength check. Something, or if you want to describe another skill you want to use to me, but this is the end of the round.
Okay.
So give me some, describe what you're trying to do to get her through.
With... Athletics is not the way to go right now.
You can justify another ability.
Can you wiggle me out with your...
Yeah, that's what I'm... So... I've got a very strong sleight of hand.
And I'm going to try my cards.
I'm going to try and use my understanding of slipping things through other things magically.
Because the way I described it is some of your stuff is tangled up in the grave.
And that's right. So like, just like keen, getting it untangled.
No, that's fine. You can use your sleight of hand.
Well, that's...
This may or may not be the last round y'all have in here.
That is a 19.
Is enough. Natural 8 on the die, right? And so you just get the thing unbuckled, a little like clip is cut there, and you manage to just slip right out of the thing, right as you see the thing, because you should have seen when I roll on the D6. Slams. Killing the last 4 livestock members that were tied into the thing there. They're still there. But the party has survived. Maybe the acquired knowledge of Candlekeep that was collected in the tower, maybe not so much. Every member of the livestock.
I got a couple books out of there.
Yeah, you grabbed a couple of the books.
Yeah.
Weren't they mostly about this thing that just crashed?
It was mostly Stonky's ramblings, but...
You got Hilda out of there early.
Yeah.
So all the important people survived. Yay! Congratulations, team. And like I said, this could have gone any number of ways. We're going to do one more other, like short episode just to give you all a little debrief of this. How does that sound good?
Yeah.
All right. So we'll come back in a few days. We'll do a quick little recap. But y'all survived. No, not so much. You have to go back to Candlekeep to give them a debrief about what happened here. And explain who Stonky was and everything that happened. But congratulations, team. You survived the adventure to live to fight another day. That was... y'all made it the very last round there.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
So...
I thought for sure you guys were gone.
I did too.
I thought maybe that the initial was going to kill you, I'm sure. Yeah. But yeah, we'll talk about that soon. So thank y'all for joining us this week, and we will see y'all next time. Night! Thank you.